Al Capp airs his views 3 minutes from now on Monitor, and later on you'll hear an incredible story of a dolphin who rescued a man. The man himself tells it. I'm your host, Ted Steele, making way for the young Americans who sing I Was Born to Be With You. Al Capp, Monitor's talking cartoonist, does a lot of speaking across the country. Last week, one of the places he visited was Mary College in Bismarck, North Dakota. The students were allowed to submit questions, and then Al was allowed to answer them in his own way.
There are several questions about my caricatures of presidents in Lil Abner, and they generally want to know, do I know presidents well enough to treat them as I do? Nobody knows presidents well enough to treat them as I do. Tell you a story about Harry Truman. Years ago, I was asked to come to Washington to receive a citation from President Truman. I'll tell you something about this citation. I'm getting a little ahead of the story. Usually, when the President of the United States gives you a citation, he simply says something pleasant that somebody wrote for him, and which you remember all your life as his personal opinion of you. And he hands it to you tied in a ribbon. Now, I'll tell you this. When I first heard that I was to get this citation, I didn't ask the man from the State Department for what I was being honored. He could think of any number of reasons. But I felt that I'd learn from the citation itself. Well, when the president didn't give me the citation, he opened it and read it. He wanted to know, too. The language of the citation was so stately that to this day, I don't know what in thunder it was all about. It was one of the early efforts of Dean Rusk. But at any rate, when Mr. Truman came in, the secretary said, "Mr. Truman, this is Al Capp, the comic strip creator." And Mr. Truman said, "The creator of what comic strip?" Well, I told him. And then the secretary said, Mr. Kapp, this is the president. And I said, of what country?
Al Kapp, who asks some pretty good questions himself, answering some of the campus of Mary College in Bismarck, North Dakota. More from Al Kapp tomorrow and every weekend on Monitor. Maggie Whiting and Only Love Can Break a Heart. A song from Tony Bennett in a minute on the Monitor Beacon.
Don't move, just leave your dial out of it. Here's Monitor. Lean back and stay alert. Here's Monitor.
At 18 minutes past the hour, time for Monitor Music. Tony Bennett sings Days of Love.
Days of love, oh, those wonderful days of love, when we walked through a world of green, serene and fair. Lilac trees, when a breeze kissed the lilac trees, how they trembled above in the warm summer air. Days of love, let us speak out in praise of love. When I reached for a dream, good time flies.
Tomorrow, friends, your monitor host will be Henry Morgan. His guest list includes Jack Jones, the popular young singer, and his fiancée, Jill St. John. A little romance there, Henry Morgan playing Cupid. Also on the agenda, a critical analysis of Robert F. Kennedy by Ralph DeToledano, who has written a book about the senator titled The Man Who Would Be President. And Bernice Fitzgibbons, who created some of advertising's most famous slogans like Nobody But Nobody Undersells Gimbals. She'll tell some of the inside stories of the ad game. And, of course, there'll be regulars Chet Huntley, Joe Garagiola, and Nichols and May. Tune in to Monitor tomorrow.
Greatest love the world has known. This is the love I'll give to you alone. More than the simple words I try to say, I only live to love you more each day.
More than you'll ever know, my arms long to hold you so. My life will be in your keeping, waking, sleeping, laughing, weeping.
Longer than always is a long, long time. But far beyond forever, you'll be mine.
I know I've never lived before, and my heart is very sure no one else could love you more.
The love I'll give to you alone. More than the simple words I try to say, I only live to love you more each day. A long, long time, but far beyond forever, you'll be mine.
I know I've never lived before, and my heart is very sure no one
good sounds there from the popular Letterman with More. Ivan Tors is one of the most successful producers in television. His special field is nature. Probably his most popular program is Flipper. Ivan Tors was interviewed for Monitor by Long John Nebel, and he described one of his most unusual experiences.
I've seen so many miracles in my life.
Miracles?
Yes, I've seen so many miracles in my life that I will not be a doubting Thomas.
Would you care to tell us about one or two? I'll take one.
I'll give you one.
All right.
For instance, I came back from Africa, and I went to the Bahamas. My company was working with a new dolphin.
Mm-hmm.
And the dolphin did not know me. Her name was Susie. And it was a very bad day. Water was heavy. The waves were about 6-7 feet high. On the other hand, when you swim underwater, you know, the waves are on the surface. It's quite smooth. I wanted to meet our new dolphin, Susie. So I put on my diving gear. I went in with my other divers, and I wanted to play with Susie. And Susie had no use for me. They kept chasing her. I couldn't touch her. She didn't come to me at all. And I was in the water for a long time, and suddenly I was overextended with my strength, and I felt that I have to catch my breath. I couldn't breathe anymore underwater. I came up to the surface, I removed my mouthpiece, and the giant wave came and I swallowed half of the ocean. I felt like drowning. And suddenly, Susie was between my legs, underneath me. I held onto her fin, and she swam with me to the shore, and there was a diving ladder where we went into the lagoon. She put her head between the rungs of the ladder, and I came out, and I felt like kneeling down and praying. This was one of the things that happened, and if somebody else would have told me, I would have believed it.
That's a miracle. It really is.
It was not a miracle. It was a fantastic intelligence of a creature which...
Do you really think that this was intelligent?
Yes. Yes.
Then how did...
He realized my distress. He was aware of my problem. And these are gentle creatures with large brains. It could have been extrasensory reception of my plight.
Do you think that you were sending out some telepathic communication that you were in trouble?
Possible.
And the dolphin heard this or received it?
My feeling is that the creatures of nature are much more aware of danger and problems in its surroundings than the human beings are. Because human beings have brains which are too differentiated, they are involved in too many things. They cannot focus the way as a dolphin can.
Then you believe in ESP?
I do.
Well, I believe in dolphins, and particularly in the intelligence of the one who saved the life of naturalist Ivan Tors. Interested, that was Xochi Milco by Peter Nero. In northwestern Ohio and southern Michigan, you're listening on WSPD Toledo, our NBC station there. Wherever you are, this is Monitor, and there'll be more. I'm your host, Ted Steele.
This is Mel Allen. For a complete wrap-up of all the weekend sports news, please join me on Monitor on NBC Radio.
Monitor 67. I'm Ted Steele, 65 stories up in the Rainbow Grill, and here's the one and only Benny Goodman. Yes, Monitor coming to you live from the Rainbow Grill, where Benny Goodman is making this the coolest spot in New York City. Great to see you again, Benny.
Good to see you, boy.
I think we should start right off with one of the Goodman classics on monitor tonight.
All right. What is it?
What would you like to do for us?
Well, how about, what's it called? Airmail Special Delivery, huh?
That's a great one. Benny Goodman.
One, two, one, two, three.
Monitor from the Rainbow Grill, the great one and only Ben and Goodman, and the crowd is going wild. This is really a great royal welcome for you, Benny, but I understand that you've been hobnobbing with real royalty lately.
Well, who do you mean? I guess you're referring to the King of Thailand.
Yes.
Yes, we played for him at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. That was a party that the Time magazine gave for him. Mm-hmm. I must say it was quite a nice affair.
I bet it was.
Yeah.
Let's have Benny Goodman 1967 now. I understand you have a special arrangement of a movie tune.
Yeah, it's called A Man and Woman. Nice.
That's a good combination.
A perennial combination.
Benny Goodman. Benny Goodman and the group on Monitor 67. I'm your host, Ted Steele. We're 65 floors up in the air, and it's a beautiful night in New York City. Benny, you've had so many great stars with your groups throughout the years.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, man.
We're ready.
You ready? Yeah. I was thinking about Teddy Wilson and Buddy Greco, great trumpet man Harry James. You once said to Ed Sullivan that running a band is like Major League Baseball. Do you remember that?
Well, I think I said something about it's nice to have a good team of players.
They have to fit well together.
Yes,
right.
I think so.
How about some of the new people that you have with your group now?
Well, I'd like to introduce them to you. First of all, there's George DeVivier at the bass. Can you hear me out there?
No.
Well, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
George DeVivier at the bass violin here.
How about a little...
Yeah.
Hey, just so we have a little time to play, I'll go along quickly. Joe Marshall at the drums, Zoot Sims. You can save it all until the end. Zoot Sims at the saxophone, Joe Nimlin at the trumpet, Gene Bertoncini, and Bernie Layton at the piano. Here we are.
And one of the prettiest gals I've seen in a long time,
Lynn
too. Lynn Roberts, right. Okay, here's a Goodman classic on Monitor NBC, and it's And the Angels Sing.
I almost forgot my name, too.
Benny Goodman.
Who started you?
And the angels sing.
want to thank you very, very much for visiting with us on Monitor.
Thank you. Are we through?
Almost.
You want to hear some more?
Yeah, how about one going away number, huh?
Sure. What we got up there? What's on
maybe up a lazy river or...
Sweet Georgia Brown.
Sweet Georgia Brown. A great one. Benny Goodman. Live from the Rainbow Grill in the RCA building. And while I rush back to Radio Central, let me remind you, you're on the Monitor Beacon.